my beautiful people. Welcome to the Butterfly Effect podcast, where we talk about everything mental health, self-care, sex, relationships, family, and all that good-ish. I've been talking about creating this project for forever now. I believe it's been about a year or so. So it's amazing to see it finally in action. I thought I would be more nervous. And if I'm being honest, I did this take about 20 times before this one. So the nerves are kind of gone. But before that, I was really nervous and I felt like my heart was going to beat out of my chest because I didn't know what to say. But now I feel comfortable and I realize that you guys have made me comfortable, you know. Ever since I've started making mental health content on both Instagram and TikTok and opened myself up to you all, I felt so accepted and I felt more comfortable and confident in my vulnerability as a result. So thank you so much. You've all done such a great space at creating a safe space for me. So I'd like to return the favor by giving one to you. So welcome to my very first episode, guys. If you're wondering where I got that name from, you've basically got to play all of the Life is Strange games because that's exactly where it's tied from. Those are by far the best games I have ever played. The story basically follows two teens. One is named Max and her best friend is Chloe. Chloe basically gets herself into some deep trouble and Max is like too late to protect her. But in a fit of like rage, she actually discovers that she has time traveling powers, which, okay. And she uses that to warp her decisions, change the past and the present so that it shapes her and the other people's future. Her journey is very centered on, you know, like trying her best not only to protect everyone that she loves, but to also protect herself. And I thought that that parallels so well to our daily lives. Of course, we do not have powers. We cannot time travel. And if you know anybody that can, share it with the crew because I would love to go back in time. Maybe to like 2016 when everything was so much better. But we basically have the power to make decisions that can totally alter the course of our futures, both in bad ways and in good ways. And those choices can shape the way that we see the world and ourselves. We have the power to change how we view ourselves at any given moment. And although it's not an overnight process, I believe we owe it to ourselves to try, you know, to show up for ourselves, to be kinder, to motivate ourselves, to be a lot more gentle and honest about where we are in our journeys, what we can improve upon, what we can change, who can we allow in our circle, in our space, in our energy, and also give ourselves grace and praise during that process. Because when you first start, it can be really daunting and it can be difficult. Trust me, you are not alone. It was so difficult and daunting for me when I first started too. And it was so easy for me to beat myself up when I started to see old habits and thought processes creep up. But something that I had to remind myself is that I have to be gentle with myself. And I also have to be patient and loving because I'm still learning. And we're all still learning, you know. Like I said, it's not an overnight process. It's an everyday learning experience, in my opinion. So no matter where you are in your journey, the fact that you're listening, the fact that you're showing up for yourself is more than enough. And you should be very proud of yourself for doing that. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for coming to my podcast. And allowing yourself to dig deep and to be present in the moment here with yourself. Thank you so much for that. Today, I really want to set the stage of what this podcast is going to be about. And I would also like to introduce myself as well so you can get to know me. My name is Maisha, but most of my friends call me Maya since it's easier, I guess. I'm the host of Butterfly Effect and I am from Long Island, New York. You can find me at your local coffee shop. I work at Starbucks to be exact. By the way, shout out to all of my baristas out there. If you're listening, we are carrying the world on our backs. I'm so proud of you. So happy for the work that you've done. Please be nicer to your baristas, y'all. We work really hard and we do our best. These 90 degrees are not for nothing. So please be kinder to us. Besides, like, running around and making coffee all day, I also make music. I play the guitar, the piano. I used to play the violin, not so much anymore, but I do sing a lot too. And it's secretly always been my dream to be in a band. So if you're looking for a lead singer, hit me up. I can't do like metal. I can kind of do alternative rock. But like, if you give me a good indie or an Ella Fitzgerald jazz, I'm all for that. All for that. I also do mental health content and all of my socials, which you can find in my bio. And since I am just starting out, I would like to keep this series singular for now, only because I want to get used to the mechanics. I want to find my footing and build one-on-one relationships with you all first before bringing other guests in. In the future, I am so down. I am so open to having interviews, group conversations, one-on-one phone calls with y'all. Honestly, just a chat. But for now, I'm just gonna, you know, chill, find my footing. I do have a few friends and a few of my family members in mind to hop on with me. So I don't know. I feel like that would be really fun. And I love these kind of discussions. I feel like they're very immersed. I feel like they're so immersive and they're very helpful. They feel like bathroom talks. And I don't know why, but for some reason, I feel like talks are so much more deep and so much more cathartic when you're sitting on a bathroom floor. I don't know why. And I don't make the rules. It's just how it is. And it's just a fact. I made this podcast because it helps me personally when my thoughts are out into the universe. And I hope that makes sense. I tend to be a person that keeps most of my thoughts inside of my head. And because I also have ADHD and my thoughts are everywhere and I'm easily distracted by things, I can't make decisions a lot. It's just hard for me to figure out how I'm feeling if I'm not talking about it and if I'm not writing it down. It also makes it really hard for me to make decisions if I can't piece together exactly how I'm feeling and exactly how I can heal that feeling and exactly how I'm able to communicate it. It's just really hard for me to keep everything inside of my head because I'm always thinking about 1 million things. You know, I could be thinking about how sad I am because said guy or said girl didn't text me, when also I could be thinking about that scene from Euphoria, or I could be thinking about eating Punjabi, or I could, like, there's just so many things happening in my head at once. So it definitely helps me to be able to, like, talk about it, you know, to hear myself talk about things. And I also felt like this would be a good space for us to have open discussions, like specifically discussions like that are taboo, certain discussions around sex, or even conversations about like things that we can't explain. For example, overstimulation. I didn't even know that was a thing until I was on TikTok, and I was always like, why am I feeling so overstimulated right now? Like, my mom is talking, but for some reason I feel like the lights are brighter, and for some reason I feel like I can hear her breathing, and I could like feel all of the atoms in the universe like pricking at me, and I feel like I'm gonna explode. I didn't even know what that was, and until I went on TikTok and I was like, oh, okay, that makes more sense. And I feel like it feels more comfortable having somebody there that like understands you and is listening to you, because it makes you feel seen, you know? So that's why I decided to make this podcast, and I really, really hope that you guys love it. I hope that you feel comfortable enough to like share some things with me, to open up with me, and to help and really go along this journey to finding self with me. A lot of the people that I graduated with in high school knew exactly what they wanted to do. And the people that I graduated with in college, they went out and they did exactly what they sought out to do. I was held back a semester in college because your girl wasn't really paying that much attention in first semester. I was sleeping a lot. But when I did graduate, I didn't really know, like, where would I go from here, you know? Since COVID is happening, what do I do now? And because I was seeing so many people doing shows and making their own music, I really felt disappointed in myself and I felt discouraged because I was like, well, if I'm talented, you know, if I have a degree, I should be doing the same thing, but I'm not. What's going on? Maybe I'm not talented. You know, I was like telling myself all of these really, really negative things that just weren't true. Because I felt so disappointed in myself. And it wasn't until like last year, I think, where I realized that no matter where I am, you know, no matter what I'm doing, as long as I'm creating something, I'm always going to be happy and I'm always going to feel successful. And I felt like it's been embedded into my brain to think that I can only do one thing and there's only one right way to live life. And that's you go to high school, you go to college, you graduate college, you find a job, you get a career, and then you have a family, you get married, blah. Like, that's what's been embedded into my brain at a young age. And as I grew up, I realized that there's not one way to live life. And I have so much time to figure out exactly what I want to do with my life. And even if by next year, I'm really not sure, I might be doing something else because every single year, every single season, like every single day, we are interested in different things. And I think that is totally okay. You're never going to just be focused and never just going to love one thing. You're always going to find something else that you love and that you enjoy. And I think that is beautiful. If you would have told me at 18 years old that I would be doing a podcast right now, I would have laughed in your face because I did not know how to speak to other people. I definitely did not feel comfortable being alone in quiet spaces, and I felt like talking to yourself is really crazy. But now I'm doing that, and I learned that I really like doing poetry. I didn't even know I could write poetry. And I also song wrote. I taught myself how to play guitar. I also taught myself how to play the piano. I don't draw that much anymore, but I still got it. You know, I really love drawing. And if I do, I draw self-portraits. I draw eyes. You know, like, I am a very creative being. And as I get older, I am learning that makes me feel so happy and so full. Just being an artist, you know, I don't need to be on a big screen, even though that would be awesome. I don't need to be like on billboards, even though that would be awesome. Again, I'm still very, very fulfilled just being creative, you know? And I think that's awesome. So if anybody tells you that you can only do one thing, then that's a lie. And just know that it's okay to explore other possibilities in your life because you as a human have so many talents that, you know, are unexplored. You don't even know about them, but you will know about them in time. And that's totally okay. It's totally okay to change your idea about something, about a career, about a person, about yourself. Butterfly effect. There we go. You know, every decision that we make changes our perception about others, our situation, and ourselves. Pretty much my whole entire life, I knew that I wanted to be a musician, or some kind of creative, but definitely more focused on being a musician, being a performer, being an actress. So I went to a college and conservatory in New York. I went to American Musical and Dramatic Arts Academy, or just Academy. I don't know. Everybody says it differently, but I think it's just Academy. You may have heard of it or not. That's okay. But I studied musical theater because at that time they didn't have a pop study. Is it called study? No. What is it? What do people ask? What major? They didn't have a pop major for me to study how to be a recording artist. So I was like, okay, you know what? I could be an actress and I could be a musician. I could be the best of both worlds, or I could also be a dancer, triple threat. So let me just study musical theater, and that's exactly what I did. I went to school for, I think it was like 2 years. I'm pretty sure it was 2 years. I went in 2018 and then I graduated in 20. Yeah, so it was 2 years. And I had a blast. Of course, there was ups and downs, you know. I was just graduating from high school. I was 18 years old. I just came out of like a 2 year relationship at that time. So I was a little heartbroken, but you know, at some point I really chose myself and I really focused on like, you know, my career, building up my creative skill set, making friends, and really finding who I was when I was doing all of that. And after I graduated in February 2020, I was gonna work on a web series that one of my teachers, my improv teachers to be exact, he was going to be filming a web series, and that's when COVID hit. So I never really got to explore that creative foundation after COVID, so I really went through like a depressive time in my life where I was like, oh, I don't know what to do anymore. You know, like maybe I should just give up because everything is closed, and there's no point in me doing anything. I can't even do film because like film wasn't such a big thing. During COVID, either everything was put on pause because of social distancing. So, you know, I really didn't feel like I could follow my dream anymore, and it really hurt. It really made me feel lost. That was like my entire identity at that point. Music, singing, creating, everything was just lost. And I remember talking to my best friend. His name is Marvin Rose. I remember talking to him about this, and he was like, you know, why don't you get on TikTok and you showcase your music there and like see what happens from there? Because at that time, TikTok was like so big, and I didn't understand it at that time. I was like, oh no, I don't want to be on TikTok. That's for like kids. Why would I be on TikTok? And he was like, no, you should really do it because it's been helping me. And he's such a great musician. He's so creative, and it really did help him. So I was like, okay, let me try it. I put up my first video. It was kind of silly. And then over time, I put out my music. I started making covers to the musicals. And I got a lot of feedback, really good feedback. And I started gaining a lot of friends on there, a lot of people that I felt like I could relate to. And over time, I, you know, started to really love being on there. I felt like I was meeting people that understood me and supported me and accepted me, and it motivated me to want to make more. So I started making comedy videos, and eventually I found my way into mental health. To be honest, before I got to the mental health stage, I was dating someone that got me to that stage. I was so in a depressive episode that I forgot about self. And we'll talk about this relationship in a future podcast. But this relationship really, really hurt me to the point where I basically forced myself to focus on self. And I wanted to find myself and I wanted to heal. So I started making TikToks that documented my journey through that. And I realized that it helped a lot of you who were in the same boat. So after that, it just became continuous. And I really, really, really wanted to hone in on helping other people. Because I'm gonna be honest, COVID has changed the dynamic in the way that we interact with other humans, other people. I feel like people have become a lot more distant, you know, and a lot colder, a lot less selfless. Every conversation, maybe not every conversation, but most of the conversations that I have with other people feel so disingenuous and bland. Like, it's almost like talking to a wall sometimes. And I feel like sometimes we need our bestest friends over the internet. You know, like I don't know if a lot of you agree, but sometimes I feel like my closest friends are either people who live far away or people over the internet who are just like me or understand me in a way that other people in my present really can't, you know? So I really pride myself in being able to stick to the plan of let's make videos for other people, let me help other people, let's have these discussions, let's talk to each other, let's like find different ways of thinking. Let's like I really loved being able to grow with you guys, and personally for me, I feel like I have changed a lot since I first started in June of 2020, and that is a lot of thanks to you guys for like opening your arms to me and accepting me for who I was. And it's a lot of thanks to myself and sticking to the plan and the journey and, you know, being patient with myself as time goes on.
And the thing is, I don't know where this is gonna take me. I don't know if I'll be successful in this, but all I know is that I'm having a really, really good time expressing myself, and I'm having a really good time doing it in general, and I believe that's really all that matters.
But the important thing is, like, I'm trying something new and I am exploring it. I'm trying to see where it takes me. And I feel like that is all that matters. And I think that we have to remember that when we are trying something new, when we get an idea of something that we want to explore, we have to just, you know, like be patient with ourselves and don't be so hard on ourselves. The hardest part about me setting a goal or going out for something is that I think that I'm not good enough to do those things. Ew, I was about to cry. Sometimes I don't feel like I'm good enough to do those things, or like I want it to be so perfect. And you know, if I just start and I just wing it, it's not gonna be perfect. And there's no point in me doing this because, you know, like there's so much negative self-talk there. And I don't think that's fair to us. I don't think that helps us grow in any way. I think that and like disables us from growing, really, from seeing how far we can go, from exploring things. Like, remember when I said that there's so many unexplored talents that we have? And I think like all of that negative self-talk and all of that self-doubt, all of those embedded teachings that we have been taught from such a young age really, really stops us from being able to explore those awesome parts about ourselves. So if you have a goal, if you have a idea, like a good idea, do it. Even if it's the same as somebody else. Like I at some point I remember wanting to even start my own business. I was gonna call it Impact Candles. It's totally okay for me to talk about this, by the way, because I don't think I'm ever gonna do it. But I was gonna do like a candle business, and I wanted to make the profit so that I can also help other people, specifically for the Black community, and also for like the homeless community. So like I had all of these great ideas and I was like, oh, but I don't know where I'm gonna start. I don't even have the money to start. I don't know if anyone's gonna be interested in it. I don't know if I have to go through legalities and all that. Like, you know, we, all of this like overwhelm, I think, just talking myself out of things really just like that idea didn't even come to fruition because of that. But I feel like if I change the tune a little bit, you know, if we all change the tune on our thinking and we start being a little more supportive with ourselves, not even just positive, just more supportive in ourselves, then maybe that dream or idea would have came to fruition, you know. And this is why we are here today, because today I decided that I'm just gonna go for it. And I'm gonna make this podcast because one thing that I love is making other people feel good, you know? It's my favorite thing when I'm working and I see a customer and I'm giving them a compliment, or like I'm talking to them and I ask them how their day is. They tell me it's bad. We have a conversation about it. We go deep into it, like, and they walk away feeling good, that makes me feel so good. Ew. Sorry, I'm gonna try not to cry. But I really love that because I feel like it's so rare. Like I said, there's so many people in the world, and I feel like we've forgotten how to connect, you know? So it makes me feel really good when I'm able to connect with other people and change their perception about themselves and life in general. So I really hope that you love this podcast. And over the next few weeks, I'm going to be curating some new topics that we can discuss, that we can really get deep into. I'm going to try to organize them a little better than this podcast, so I'm not rambling, but we're going to have so much fun, and I'm really, really excited to, like, explore this new side of myself, and I'm excited to, like, start this journey with all of you. So thank you so much for watching The Butterfly Effect. I hope you have a really good day or night, depending on whatever time it is, where you're at. I will see you sometime again this month or next week. We will see. It's to be determined. Follow me on all of my socials to keep updated. My Instagram is aasia_amore_. My TikTok is just my name, Maasia Bradshaw. Just to stay updated with any new podcasts, episodes that I come up with in the future, and just my life in general. Okay, so I will see you guys soon. I hope you have an awesome day, and I love you. Bye.